الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: إن الذين قالوا ربنا الله ثم استقاموا تتنزل عليهم الملائكة ألا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا وأبشروا بالجنة التي كنتم توعدون. نحن أولياؤكم في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة، ولكم فيها ما تشتهي أنفسكم ولكم فيها ما تدعون، نزلا من غفور رحيم. صدق الله العظيم. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: إنكم على بينة من ربكم ما لم تظهر فيكم سكرتان، سكرة الجهل وسكرة حب العيش، وأنتم تأمرون بالمعروف وتنهون عن المنكر وتجاهدون في سبيل الله، فإذا ظهر فيكم حب الدنيا فلا تأمرون بالمعروف ولا تنهون عن المنكر ولا تجاهدون في سبيل الله، والقائلون يومئذ بالكتاب والسنة كالسابقين الأولين من المهاجرين والأنصار، أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected ulama kiram, elders and beloved brothers in Islam, it is only the favor, grace and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon each and every one of us that Allah has given us the tawfiq and the hidayat to gather in this blessed gathering, a gathering of fikr, a gathering of concern, a gathering of worry. What worry, what concern, what fikr? That same concern and worry with which Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sent to this world. تبارك الذي نزل الفرقان على عبده ليكون للعالمين نذيرا. Blessed is that being who revealed the Furqan, the Qur'an, upon his slave Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, لِيَكُونَ لِلْعَالَمِينَ نَذِيرًا, so that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam may become a warner and inviter to the entire alam. Every insan, every jinnat in his time and to come till Qiyamah, the concern and the fikr and the worry for the akhirat of that individual was placed upon the shoulders of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this fikr and concern was transmitted to his ummah. In fact, this became the identifying factor, this became the basis of superiority and dignity and honor for this ummah, that it was entrusted uniquely with the fikr, concern and worry of its Nabi. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was an alami Nabi. This ummah is an alami ummah. We have gathered in this town of Benoni or Actonville, depending on the fikr and concern that is in our hearts, the asarat and the effect of this will fall on the whole alam. If you are sitting with fikr, with concern, with worry, with the cry of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our hearts, then Allah's qasam, this will become a means of decisions of hidayat being made for the whole alam. And if you are sitting just to listen to some bayan, or because it is ijtima, or our curiosity was piqued, so we came to see what was happening, then not only have we lost, but because this ummah is an alami ummah, understand, my respected brothers, the whole alam has lost. The whole mankind has lost. The greatest tragedy, the greatest travesty to befall this ummah is that the ummati of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has not understood who he is, and he has not understood why Allah has sent him. Those who were to be the imams, those who were to be the leaders, those who were to be the pilots, those who were to be the vicegerents, when they have lost their direction, when they have not understood what their purpose and their task is, then can one be surprised that the whole mankind, the whole of jinnat, even the animals and the other makhluk of Allah are suffering? This is a great responsibility. This is concern. This is worry. Take it out of our minds and our hearts. We have come for some bayan. We have come to understand what our purpose is in this dunya. And we have come to engender within us the fikr and the concern of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Such a concern, such a fikr, such a worry, that Sahaba used to say, da'im al-fikr wal-ahzan. That Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our beloved Rasul, was perpetually in fikr, perpetually in concern, perpetually in worry. Laysat lahu raha. There was no peace for him. Worry with concern, fikr, cry for the ummah in his heart. Because Jannat and Jahannam, Akhirat was not something that he just spoke about. He saw Jannat. He saw Jahannam. And he knew and understood the loss that a person who dies without Iman, a person who dies on the disobedience of Allah, a person who dies without Hidayat, the loss that has befallen him. Leave dying without Hidayat. Leave dying without Iman. One amr of Allah, one order of Allah, من فاتته صلاة واحدة فكأنما وتر أهله وماله وكما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. He said, failure to fulfill one amr of Allah, one order of Allah, salah. A person who misses one salah, he said that the calamity that has befallen this person is worse than losing all his family and all his wealth. If this is the weight of loss of one amr of Allah, then what a loss it is to be without Iman. What a loss it is to be without Hidayat. What a loss it is if one's every day is in Allah's disobedience. We have measured failure and success, loss and benefit on the basis of the material things of this world. Understand, my respected brothers, this dunya is a deception. Like one brother, when we were in Jamaat in England, new brother, first time he came out in the path of Allah. In fact, he said that before coming out, my intention during this holiday was to go to a place of haram. Someone made my tashkeel, and Allah gave me tawfiq and hidayat, and I came out in his path. Only 5 days he had spent, first 5 days in his life, and he said, I want to tell the brother something. So he stood up in front of the majma, and he gave a parable and an example. He said, once a wealthy person, he met one learned man, and he told him that, why, this is my house, this is my car, I've got this investment, this property, this belongs to me, that belongs to me. So this learned person told him, that when you come to my village, then I want you to come and see my place. So I asked him, how would I be able to find your place? He said, when you come to my village, ask for Juto Ki Ghar. So nevertheless, 1 or 2 months later, he happened to be passing by that way. He remembered the invitation of this learned person, and he began asking the people of the village, where is Juto Ki Ghar? So they told him, there's no such place. He insisted. Finally, he found that learned person and he asked him that, where is this place you told me about? Juto Ki Ghar. He says, go down the road and turn left and you will see it there. So he went down the road and he turned left and he came to a qabristan, a graveyard. He became irritated that, what do you mean by this? He said, this person in this grave, he said that I own that shop and I own that house and that car is mine. And the one in that grave said, I own this and I own that. This whole graveyard is full of liars. Juto Ki Ghar, the home of the liars. Nothing they owned. Nothing belonged to them. وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورِ The life of this world, the possessions of this world, إِلَّا مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورِ خَالِقِ كَائِنَاتِ Allah, the one who has created this dunya, says that it is nothing but saman of deception. It is a means of deception, ghurur. It is not what it appears to be. Nothing in this world belongs to us. Every association, every relationship, every allegiance is temporary. Kullu man alayha fan, everything on this earth is temporary, it is going to come to an end. And this reality, Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam, one by one, was sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to this world, to invite insan towards this reality, to make him understand that this dunya is not your object. You haven't been sent for the possessions of this world. Nothing in this world belongs to you. Once Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he passed by the graveyard of Medina, Jannatul Baqi, and he addressed the residents of the grave, and he said, Assalamu alaikum, ya ahl al quburi min al muslimin. خبر ما عندنا أن أزواجكم قد تزوجت وأن أموالكم قد تفرقت وأن دواءكم قد سكنت. He said, peace be upon you, residents of these graves. The message from our side is that those wives that you considered to be yours, today they are married to others. The homes which you aspired after and built, today others are living in them. And the wealth which you clamored after and earned, today it has been distributed to others. The voice answers back from the grave that, "O Umar, khabru ma indana, listen to the message from our side. Annama qaddamna wajadna, wa annama anfaqna rabihna, wa annama taratna khasirna." That which we sent ahead, that work, life and time which was sacrificed and utilized for the deen of Allah, in the fulfillment of the orders of Allah, that Umar has been preserved, it has been multiplied, it has been given to us. وَأَنَّمَا تَرَبْنَا خَسِرْنَا. And Umar, that which we kept back, that which we regarded as dear and clung to, that which we were not prepared to sacrifice for the deen of Allah, خَسِرْنَا, we have lost it forever. أُفْرُغْ مِنْ كَمْزِكَ عِنْدِي لَا غَرْقَ وَلَا حَرْقَ وَلَا سَرْقَ. Allah says, hand your treasures over to me. Hand your valuable things over to me. I will place it in my khazana, in my treasures. In my treasures, you don't have to fear that someone is going to rob you. Like today, our homes have become cages. The best security system we want to put, an alarm on top of that, and what? And still we are living perpetually in fear. Allah says, by my treasures there is no robbery, there is no fire, no one is going to snatch it away. أُوْفِيكَهُ أَخْوَجَ مَا تَكُونُ إِلَيْهِ. I will keep it for you and I will give it back to you on the day when you need it the most. That day which Quran depicts, اِتَّقُوا رَبَّكُمْ إِنَّ زَلْزَلَةَ السَّاعَةِ شَيْءٌ عَظِيمٌ يَوْمَ تَرَوْنَهَا تَذْهَلُ كُلُّ مُرْضِعَةٍ عَمَّا أَرْضَعَتْ وَتَضَعُ كُلُّ ذَاتِ حَمْلٍ حَمْلَهَا وَتَرَى النَّاسَ سُكَارَى وَمَا هُمْ بِسُكَارَى وَلَكِنَّ عَذَابَ اللَّهِ شَدِيدٌ. That Allah says, O people, fear your Rabb. إِنَّ زَلْزَلَةَ السَّاعَةِ شَيْءٌ عَظِيمٌ. The tremor of Qiyamah is something very, very great. That day you will see, كُلُّ مُرْضِعَةٍ أَمَّا أَرْضَعَتْ. Look at the eloquence of Qur'an. In the mutual bond of affection that exists between human beings, there is no bond or link stronger than the link between a mother and her child. And this bond is strongest during the breastfeeding phase of the existence of the child's life, because it has the greatest need upon its mother. Dependence is the most. Allah, out of His mercy, at this stage, makes the bond the strongest also. Yet the fear of Qiyamah, the greatness of that day can be understood when Quran says that every breastfeeding woman will forget about her child. وَتَضَعُ كُلُّ ذَاتِ حَمْلٍ حَمْلَهَا. Every pregnant woman will abort her child. وَتَرَى النَّاسَ سُكَارَى وَمَا هُمْ بِسُكَارَى وَلَكِنَّ عَذَابَ اللَّهِ شَدِيدٌ. You will see people, they will appear to be drunk. Allah says they are not drunk. They are not drunk. وَلَكِنَّ عَذَابَ اللَّهِ شَدِيدٌ. But the azab of Allah is so great. Ka'b Ahbar رضي الله تعالى عنه says of that day, he says that the alam of khawf, the extent of fear of that day will be such that Ibrahim Khalilullah, the friend of Allah, will fall down on his knees and beg Allah to save him from Jahannam. He says, if you had the amal of 70 Nabis, you would still fear that Allah is going to throw you into Jahannam. يَوْمَ يَفِرُّ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ وَأُمِّهِ وَأَبِيهِ وَصَاحِبَتِهِ وَبَنِيهِ. No father will want to know his child. No mother will want to know her child. No husband will want to know his wife. Every link, every bond, every association will be broken. لِكُلِّ امْرِئٍ مِّنْهُمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ شَأْنُ يُغْنِيهِ. Each one will be worried about himself. يُجَاءُ بِابْنِ آدَمَ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ فَيُوقَفُ بَيْنَ يَدَيِ اللَّهِ كَأَنَّهُ بَدَجْ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Ibn Adam will be brought on that day, and he will be made to stand in front of Allah. Can we imagine standing in front of Allah? Great, great personalities. Great, great Sahaba. Like Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, whose maqam, whose status was such, that once Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells his companions, that inni la'arifu rajulan, بِاسْمِهِ وَاسْمِ أَبِيهِ وَأُمِّهِ لَا يَأْتِي بَابًا مِّنْ أَبْوَابِ الْجَنَّةِ إِلَّا قَالَ مَرْحَبًا مَرْحَبًا. But I know a person, I know his name and the name of his parents. He will not come to any of the doors of Jannah, but that door will call out to him, welcome, enter through me, enter through me. Sahaba, when they heard this, they said, إِنَّ هَذَا لَمُرْتَفِعٌ شَأْنُهُ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. O Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is indeed a person of great maqam, great status. مَنْ هُوَ? Who is this person? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, هُوَ أَبُو بَكْرِ ابْنَ أَبِي قُحَافَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ. That it is Abu Bakr رَضِيَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى عَنْهُ, whose maqam and whose status were such that he said, if you put the iman of my whole ummah on one side of the scale, and you put the iman of Abu Bakr on the other side, the iman of Abu Bakr will outweigh the iman of the whole ummah. And yet that same Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he would say, Ya layta ummi lam talidni, Ya laytani kuntu shajaratan tu'abad. If only I was a blade of grass and some animal ate me up so that I would not have to stand in front of Allah. If only my mother had not given birth to me. Such maqam, such status. And yet so much they feared having to stand in front of Allah. This ummah today has not understood who is Allah. Along with the iman, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ. Allah says in the Quran, who are the mu'mineen? Who are those with iman? When the name of Allah is taken, وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ, their hearts begin to tremor. وَإِذَا تُلِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُهُ زَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا. And when the Quran is recited, when the ayat of the kalam of Allah is recited in front of them, زَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا, their iman increases. Allah's azmat, Allah's greatness, Allah's kibriyai, Allah's majesty, it is alamat of iman that it has to fill the depths of the heart. The Quran is saying when the name of Allah is taken, their hearts begin to tremor. We have understood the power of weaponry. We have understood the power of technology. We have understood the power of governments. We have understood the power in numbers. But we haven't understood who is Allah. This is why our allegiance, this is why we are moved by numbers, by governments, by laws, and by the associations with those around us. But we are not moved by the honor of Allah. إِنَّ رَبَّكُمُ اللَّهُ الَّذِي خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ فِي سِتَّةِ أَيَّامٍ
ثم استوى على العرش يغشي الليل النهار يطلبه حثيثا والشمس والقمر والنجوم مسخرات بأمره ألا له الخلق والأمر تبارك الله رب العالمين. Allah introduces himself. And who is your Allah? That Rabb who created the seven heavens and the seven earth in 6 days. And then he rose upon his arsh in a rising in keeping with his majesty. Everything around you is an invitation to the greatness of Allah. Allahu khaliqu kulli shay. Everything that exists, everything you can see, everything you cannot see, everything you can perceive, everything you cannot perceive, that which is within the realms of human understanding and that which is beyond our understanding, each and everything is the creation of Allah. Allahu khaliqu kulli shay. Allah has created everything. And in this creation, Allah is alone. لَيْسَ مَعَهُ مُشِيرٌ وَلَا وَزِيرٌ. There is no one to advise Allah. There is no minister with Allah. There is no one like Allah. There is none similar to Allah. الْغَنِيُّ لَا ظَهِيرَ لَهُ الْعَلِيُّ لَا سَمِيَ لَهُ. He is غني. He is independent. There is no assistant with him. He is the highest. There is nothing higher than Allah. His qudrat, his power, his majesty, his glory is such. One sifat of Allah, one quality of Allah. We heard in the Maghrib Salah, قُلُّ كَانَ الْبَحْرُ مِدَادًا لِكَلِمَاتِ رَبِّي لَنَفِدَ الْبَحْرُ قَبْلَ أَن تَنْفَدَ كَلِمَاتُ رَبِّي وَلَوْ جِئْنَا بِمِثْلِهِ مَدَدًا. Ajeeb. One sifat of Allah. Allah says, let the oceans of the world become ink. Let the trees, وَلَوْ أَنَّمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ مِنْ شَجَرَةٍ أَقْلَامٍ. Let the trees on the surface of this earth become pens. Now start writing. Write about the kalimat of Allah, the greatness of Allah, the majesty of Allah, the kibriyai of Allah. That Allah to whom every atom in this universe belongs. لَهُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا وَمَا تَحْتَ الثَّرَى أَلَا إِنَّ لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ أَلَا إِنَّ لِلَّهِ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ. Every atom in this universe, every cell in our bodies belongs to Allah. Once Nabi Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam describes Allah's greatness to his sahaba. هَلْ تَدْرُونَ كَمْ بَيْنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ. O my sahaba, do you know the distance between the heavens and the earth? Quran says, created the seven heavens and the seven earths in 6 days. And his qudrat is such, one amre kun, he didn't need 6 days. Be and it will become. Not one time this dunya, million times this dunya. إِنَّمَا أَمْرُهُ إِذَا أَرَادَ شَيْئًا أَن يَقُولَ لَهُ كُنْ فَيَكُونَ. Allah's affair is such that Allah intends something, He says, be and it becomes. Ulama say, أَمْرُهُ بَيْنَ الْكَافِ وَالنُّونَ. كُنْ كَهْنَي كِي بِي ضَرُورَتْ نَهِ. Not even necessary to say kun. Allah's irada is wujud. Allah's intention is existence. وَمَا أَمْرُنَا إِلَّا كَلَمْحِ الْبَصَرِ أَوْ هُوَ أَقْرَبُ. Allah says, our affair is like the blinking of an eyelid, no faster than the blinking of an eyelid. O my sahaba, do you know the distance between the heavens and the earth? In one voice, they were not like us who had fakhr and pride and arrogance and intelligence, and pride and arrogance of our intelligence. They did not feel that we know. Allahu wa rasuluhu alam. Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam know best. He replies, Allama ibn Kathir rahullah has mentioned this riwayat. Bainahuma masiratu khamsi miyati sana. From the heavens to the earth, from the earth to the first heaven is a distance of 500 years. Not our years. وَإِنَّ يَوْمًا عِنْدَ رَبِّكَ كَأَلْفِ سَنَةٍ مِّمَّا تَعُدُّونَ One day by your Rabb is 1,000 years of this life. وَمِنْ كُلِّ سَمَاءٍ إِلَى سَمَاءٍ مَسِيرَةُ 500 سَنَةٍ And from one heaven to the second, second to the third, third to the fourth to the fifth, fifth to the sixth, sixth to the seventh, between each heaven is a distance of 500 years. وَفَوْقَ السَّمَاءِ السَّابِعَ بَحْرٌ بَيْنَ أَسْفَلِهِ وَعَلَاهُ مَسِيرَةُ 500 سَنَةٍ And above the seventh heaven is a sea. From the top to the bottom of that sea is another 500 years. ثُمَّ فَوْقَ ذَلِكَ ثَمَانِيَةُ أَوْعَالٍ Then above that are 8 angels in the shape of mountain goats. They are not like our goats. بَيْنَ رُكَبِهِنَّ وَأَظْلَافِهِنَّ مَسِيرَةُ 500 سَنَةٍ From the knee to the hoof, from the knee to the ankle of each of those angels is a distance of 500 years. Muslim Sharif riwayat, أُذِنَ لِي أَنْ أُحَدِّثَ عَنْ مَلَكٍ مِّن مَلَائِكَةِ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلْ مِنْ حَمَلَةِ الْعَرْشِ أَنَّمَا بَيْنَ شَحْمَةِ أُذُنِهِ إِلَىٰ عَتِقِهِ مَسِيرَةُ 700 سَنَةٍ Allah gave me permission to tell you of just one angel that is holding aloft his arsh from the earlobe to the neck. Normally is 5 centimeters. In that angel, it is a distance of 700 years. ثُمَّ عَلَىٰ ظُهُورِهِمُ الْعَرْشِ And then on their backs is the arsh of Allah. وَعَلَىٰ بَيْنَ قِطْرَيْهِ مَسِيرَةُ 50,000 سَنَةٍ From one leg to the next leg of the arsh is a distance of 50,000 years. And then is Allah. Whose qudrat, whose power is muhit, encompasses everything that exists. يُمْسِكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ أَن تَزُولَ The heavens are in their place, the earth is in its place, nothing moves without the permission of Allah. وَالْأَرْضُ جَمِيعًا قَبْضَتُهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَالسَّمَاوَاتُ مَطْوِيَاتٌ بِيَمِينِهِ The earth is in the qabza of Allah. The heavens are wrapped up in the right hand of Allah. Such vast creations, such vast makhluk, that the mind cannot comprehend them. And yet completely under the qudrat and the power of Allah. Ala lahu al-khalq wal-amr. The sun, the moon, the stars, each thing. Moving on its set cause and set pattern. An invitation to this insan to make tafakkur. To consider, to ponder, to reflect, to realize who is Allah. Just this earth. هُوَ الَّذِي جَعَلَ لَكُمُ الْأَرْضَ ذَلُولًا وَإِلَى الْأَرْضِ كَيْفَ سُطِحَتْ أَمَّنْ جَعَلَ الْأَرْضَ قَرَارًا أَلَمْ نَجْعَلِ الْأَرْضَ مِهَادًا Various places in the Quran, Allah refers to the stability of this earth. We have made it a cradle for you. We have softened it for you. We have stretched it out for you. Why? What is Allah saying? Think. It is said that the diameter of the earth is 24,000 miles long. And this earth is spinning on its axis, is moving, is not still. It is moving at a speed of 1,000 miles every hour. 1,000 miles an hour this earth is moving. And not only moving on its axis, it's moving outwards also at a speed of 65,000 miles per hour. Bicycle wheel. Take something and stick it onto a bicycle wheel and spin it. Does it stay in its place? It is thrown off in seconds. This earth is moving 1,000 miles an hour, it is spinning. Moving out 65,000 miles per hour, yet we are sitting. The qudrat, the nizam, the system of Allah, that the balance in the atmosphere is created to keep this insan stable on this earth. Who set that speed? Allah Ta'ala could have made it move at 2,000 miles an hour. Then you would have had 6 hours day and 6 hours night. You barely get to work in the traffic that Gauteng is known for, and it's time to come back home already. You'll barely have your supper and decide to sleep. Next morning it's time to work again. Or it could have been set at a speed of 500 miles an hour. Then you'd have 24 hours day and 24 hours night. As it is now, they complain about 9 to 5. What will happen then? You'll work, work and work till you are finished. And then how long are you going to sleep? That is just on an individual level. But more than that, if the day had to be 24 hours long, it is said that the surface temperature of the earth would rise to such an extent that everything would become parched. And if the night was 24 hours long, whatever remained, the surface temperature of the earth would drop to such an extent that everything else will perish. Which scientist set the speed? Which computer set that speed of 1,000 miles an hour? And that sun was shamsu tajri limustaqarril laha zalika taqdeerul azizil alim. Allah says the sun is moving in its pattern. Approximately 93 million miles away from the earth, it is said that the surface temperature of the sun is 12,000 degrees Fahrenheit. The core of the sun, the temperature is 27 million degrees Fahrenheit. Every second that sun is throwing off energy equivalent to 1 million atom bombs. And was there ever an announcement that by one pipe is blocked? Or you have to go and oil one part of the sun? Daily it is carrying out its task, all the time. Each creation of Allah. Who set that distance of 93 million miles? So much heat is coming off from the sun that it is said if the heat of the sun is divided into 200 million parts, one part is coming to this earth. And if this earth had to go closer, everything on the surface of this earth will burn. Allah says, look around you. Understand the qudrat of Allah. Understand the majesty of this Allah. Understand His kindness, His shafqat, His mercy. And yet insan has arrogance. Insan has pride, my knowledge, I know. What do you know? Ask him, how many eyes do you have? He says, two eyes. How many ears? Two ears. How many hair on your head? His knowledge is finished. His knowledge doesn't even transcend his own body. How many hair on my head, your head, and the head of every insan on the surface of this earth? The length of each hair, how many hair they were, how many hair they will be, all this is in the knowledge of Allah. Rain is falling at a given time on a particular piece of ground. How many droplets of rainwater are falling? The speed of each droplet of water, the volume of each droplet of water, and where it will land, all that is in Allah's knowledge. And before this, from the creation of that piece of land, how many droplets of rainwater have fallen? And from now till Qiyamah, how many will fall? All this is in the knowledge of Allah. يَعْلَمُ مَا يَلِجُ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَمَا يَخْرُجُ مِنْهَا وَمَا يَنْزِلُ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ وَمَا يَعْرُجُ فِيهَا. Allah knows everything that goes into this earth, everything that comes out of this earth, everything that falls from the heavens, everything that goes back into the heavens. Nothing is hidden from Him. وَمَا مِنْ غَائِبَةٍ فِي السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ إِلَّا فِي كِتَابٍ مُبِينٍ. Nothing is concealed in the heavens and the earth except that it is in a clear-cut book in the knowledge of Allah. Here in Benoni, Actonville, one cow gets slaughtered and the meat of that cow is distributed between 500 people. It becomes part of the kidney of one person, part of the heart of another person, part of the blood of someone else, part of the finger of someone else. 500 different people. Then the skin of that cow is made into someone's shoes, another lady's handbag. 10 years ago, the shoes that we wore, where are those shoes? We don't even know that much. And then some of it is exported to another country, till eventually
Those who had eaten from the meat of this cow, they traveled all over and they passed away in different places. And then they were buried. And then some insect came and ate their body. And then another insect ate that insect. And then another insect ate that insect. Till eventually, what was one cow is now scattered into millions and billions of tiny, tiny particles throughout the world. يَوْمَ نَطْوِي السَّمَاءَ كَطَيِّ السِّجِلِّ لِلْكُتُبِ كَمَا بَدَأْنَا أَوَّلَ خَلْقٍ نُعِيدُهُ وَعَدًا عَلَيْنَا إِنَّا كُنَّا فَاعِلِينَ. Allah says, on that day, we will wrap up the heavens like a writer wraps up his scrolls. كَمَا بَدَأْنَا أَوَّلَ خَلْقٍ نُعِيدُهُ. Like we created you the first time, we will resurrect you again. One amre kun from Allah. One order of become, and the millions and billions of tiny particles of this cow will come together instantly, and it will be resurrected in its original form in front of Allah. This is Allah. One sifat of Allah. Allah is Alim. Allah is Samir. Allah is Basir. Allah knows everything. Allah sees. Allah hears. Hears. Ajeeb. One person is talking, we can hear. Let two people talk at the same time, we may be able to hear. Let three people start talking at one time, what will we say? By keep quiet, let me listen to each one individually. And if they're talking in three different languages, then it's finished. Ya ibadi, لو أن أولكم وآخركم وإنسكم وجنكم وحيكم وميتكم وربكم ويابسكم قاموا في صعيد واحد فسألوني. Allah says, O my slaves, if the first and the last amongst you, if every insan and every jinnat that ever traversed the surface of this earth, all have to gather on one plane. فسألوني, and all of you have to start asking at one time. Someone in English, someone in Afrikaans, someone in Khoza, someone in Zulu, someone in Spanish, someone in French, someone in the multitudes of different languages and different dialects that are scattered throughout the surface of this earth, all at one time. Ulama say, يَسْمَعُ وَذِيجَهَا بِاخْتِلَافِ لُغَاتِهَا وَلَهْجَاتِهَا لَا تُغَلِّتُهُ كَثْرَةُ الْمَسَائِلِ. Allah will listen to each one individually. Allah will hear the nuance and the change in dialect and tone in the voice of each one individually. And then Allah says, فَآتَيْتُ كُلَّ إِنسَانٍ مَسْأَلَةً. The excessive asking, لَا تُغَلِّتُهُ كَثْرَةُ الْمَسَائِلِ. The excessive asking and needs of billions and billions of insan will not confuse Allah as to what each one wants. فَآتَيْتُ كُلَّ إِنسَانٍ مَسْأَلَةً. And I have to grant every insan and every jinnat whatever he asked, and beyond that, مَا نَقَّسَ ذَلِكَ مِمَّا إِنْدِي إِلَّا كَمَا يُنْكِسُ الْمِخْيَةُ إِذَا أُدْخِلَ الْبَحَرِ. This will not diminish from my khazana, from my treasures, not to this extent that someone has to take a pin and poke it into the ocean. How much of water that pin has diminished from the ocean, not that much will the fulfillment of the desires of every insan and every jinnat diminish from the treasures of one Allah. We have not understood who is Allah. Let the pens, let the trees of this earth become pens. Let the waters of the oceans of this earth become ink. Add seven oceans to that. Say to the whole of insan, whole of jinnat, all the malaika, Jibrail, Mikael, Israfil, Israel, that start writing now. Write, write, and write. The pens will get finished. The ink will get finished. The makhlukat of Allah, the creations of Allah will get finished. لَنَفِدَ الْبَحْرُ قَبْلَ أَن تَنْفَدَ كَلِمَاتُ عَبْدِي وَلَوْ جِنَّا بِمِثْلِي مَدَدَا. Everything will get finished. But the kalimat, the greatness, the majesty, the glory, the azmat, the kibriyai of one Allah will never finish. This is Allah, my beloved brothers. And this insan was sent to make the marifat of this Allah, to recognize who is Allah, to invite to Allah. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the greatest of Allah's creation, the most beloved of Allah, his mission is outlined. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ إِنَّا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ شَاهِدًا وَمُبَشِّرًا وَنَذِيرًا وَدَاعِيًا إِلَى اللَّهِ بِإِذْنِهِ وَسِرَاجًا مُنِيرًا. You were sent as a witness, as a giver of glad tidings, as a warner. وَدَاعِيًا إِلَى اللَّهِ. You were sent as an inviter to Allah. He was a da'i to Allah. Every Nabi of Allah, his mission was to invite to Allah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is being told, like this in the Quran, the message is for his ummah. Understand your purpose, understand your object. You were sent to call to Allah, the ghair of Allah. Everything besides Allah has to come out of this heart, and the azmat and the greatness and the majesty of one Allah has to come into this heart. One breaker, one giver, one nourisher. Health is in his hands, sickness is in his hands, life is in his hands, death is in his hands, wealth is in his hands, poverty is in his hands, life is in his hands, death is in his hands. La ilaha illallah, there is no ilah, no one benefits, no one harms. Illallah, except one Allah. This is iman. Huwa alladhi fis samai ilah, wa fil ardi ilah. Allah is the ilah of the heavens, Allah is the ilah of this earth. Whatever circumstance, whatever position I am in, Allah has put me in that position. Allah is the creator of everything. Allah is the creator of every condition. Today this ummah is faced with halat, faced with conditions, faced with difficulties. We are looking for our solutions elsewhere. Why? Because that yaqeen has not been made. That conviction on the azmat of Allah has not come into the heart. The gaze is still on the ghair of Allah. The gaze is still on others besides Allah. Rabi'i bin Amir, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, may Allah fill his cover with noor. He stands in the court of Rustam, a kafir king. Lengthy riwayat comes, he walks with a broken sword, walking on the red plush carpet of that king, and comes and stands right in front of Rustam without any fear, flanked on either side by the sentries of Rustam. He stands in front of him and he says, Ma ji'na ilaykum. We haven't come. It was not our choice. It's not our desire that we wanted to leave our homes, that we wanted to leave our families, that we wanted to leave our near and beloved ones, that we wanted to leave Makkah and Medina. It is no personal motive. It is no personal desire. Ma ji'na ilaykum. We haven't come. Allah ibta'athana ilaykum. Allah has sent us to you. Allah has sent us. Nahnu mab'uthin min Allah. We have been sent by Allah. That word ba'athat, which was used for anbiya, huwa alladhi ba'atha fil ummiyina rasulan minhum. Allah refers to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah says, uses the word ba'athat, anbiya. That term ba'asat, which was used for anbiya, Allah used it for this ummah. And the sahabi is saying, Allahu ibta'athana ilaykum. Allah sent us to you. Isa alayhi salam is told, inni ba'ithum min ba'dika umma. Same ba'asat. Allah says, O Isa, after you I am going to send an ummah. We were sent. For what? لِنُخْرِجَ الْعِبَادِ مِنْ عِبَادَةِ الْعِبَادِ إِلَىٰ عِبَادَةِ رَبِّ الْعِبَادِ. To take the slaves of Allah, to take mankind out of the servitude of things and put them in the servitude of one Allah. That one Allah is doing, one Allah is giving, one Allah is taking, one Allah is the controller of everything. This has to enter into the depths of our hearts, my beloved. There is no success in wealth. There is no success in degrees. There is no success in possessions. There is no success in homes. There is no success in the embellishments of this world. Success is in linking ourselves to Allah. Jisne apne taluk Allah ke saath sahi kiya, Allah uske taluk sare makhlooq ke saath sahi karenge. That person who has corrected his relationship with Allah, Allah will correct his relationship with the entire creation. One allegiance, one link, everything else is temporary. Everything else will come to an end. Everything else will perish. Everything else will be destroyed. To this extent,
Allah Ta'ala describes in the Quran, إِذَا السَّمَاءُ انْفَطَرَتْ وَإِذَا الْكَوَاكِبُ انْتَثَرَتْ إِذَا الشَّمْسُ كُوِّرَتْ وَإِذَا النُّجُومُ انْكَدَرَتْ يَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الْجِبَالِ فَقُلْ يَنْسِفُهَا رَبِّي نَسْفًا فَيَذَرُهَا قَاعًا صَفْصَفًا لَا تَرَى فِيهَا عِوَجًا وَلَا أَمْتًا. Mountains will be destroyed, the earth will be destroyed, the skies will be destroyed, everything will perish. Till eventually, Jibreel will remain, Mikael will remain, angel of death Israel will remain. It comes in one narration, at that time, the arsh will intercede and say, Ya Allah, Jibreel and Mikael, these are great angels of yours, spare them. Allah Ta'ala will address the arsh and say, Uskut, faqad katabtu al-maut ala man kana tahta arshi. Become silent. Death has been decreed for everything beneath my arsh. Liyamut Jibreel, Liyamut Mikael, these angels also will die. And then only Allah, an angel of death, will remain. Allah will address him and say, Lam yabqa illa anta wa ana. None remains besides you and me. And he also will be ordered to die. And then it will only be Allah, alone, in his qudrat, in his power, in his jalal, in his azmat, in his majesty, in his glory. And Allah will announce, Man kana li sharikan falyati. Where are my partners? Bring them forward today. Like the kuffar of Makkah, the disbelievers of Makkah made the stones into idols. What is meant by the sharik with Allah? Everything that becomes an obstacle to the fulfillment of the order of Allah is a sharik with Allah. If that shirk has become an obstacle to the fulfillment of the order of Allah, we have made shirk with Allah. We say, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha, there is no ilaha. What does this term ilaha mean? Ulama say that at the time of need, the thing which your heart goes to, that is your ilah. If the child is sick and the heart goes to the doctor has become the ilah. If in a financial predicament or problem and the heart goes to the bank manager, that bank manager has become your ilah. La ilaha illallah. There is no ilah besides Allah. This permeated into the hearts of Sahaba. That is why at any need, any time, any juncture, إِذَا حَزَبَهُ أَمْرٌ فَزِعَ إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ. Any affair would come, any problem would come, immediately they would resort to salah. A sahabi goes to a barren land, puts down his musalla, his turakat salah, and makes dua to Allah, until he hears the sound of the earth splitting and water shooting out, till that time he will not drop his hands. لِنُخْرِجَ الْعِبَادِ مِنْ عِبَادَةِ الْعِبَادِ إِلَىٰ عِبَادَةِ رَبِّ الْعِبَادِ. We were sent to take mankind out of the servitude of things and put them in the servitude of one Allah. There is no shirk with Allah. There is no like unto Allah. There is no partner with Allah. The only fulfiller of needs is Allah. And daily this iman is tested. The muazzin calls out, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. O shopkeeper, Allah is greater than your shop. O farmer, Allah is greater than your field and your agriculture. O college student, Allah is greater than your degree. The customer is standing in front of him. The wealth is in the hands. This muazzin is calling out, Hayya ala salah, Hayya ala falah. Success is not in that wealth, success is in the masjid. Success is not in the shop, success is in fulfilling the order of Allah. At that time, in which direction does the heart go? Jumu'ah Salah, masjid is packed. Person will be leaving the masjid. Tap him on his shoulder and ask him, bhai, next week Jumu'ah Salah you coming for? He says, what a foolish question you're asking me. Of course. I'll be here for next week, Jumaah Salah. What? How can you ask me such a thing? Then softly ask him that, by Asr Salah, are you coming for to the masjid? Then he says, Inshallah. Make dua. What dua? All of us are in parashani. All of us are in worry, chasing. For the desires to be fulfilled, for the livelihood to be fulfilled. One is to seek to fulfill our needs according to the dictates of the ghair of Allah. What society has to say, what the educational institutes have to say, and one is to fulfill our needs according to what Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam have to say. This is Iman. When every ghair comes out of the heart, the shop is not doing, the job is not doing, the degree is not doing. Nothing can benefit me, nothing can harm me. If I am breaking the order of Allah and wealth is coming, that wealth, Allah's qasam, is poverty. Poverty in the disobedience of Allah is poverty. Wealth in the disobedience of Allah is poverty. Wealth in the obedience of Allah is wealth, and poverty in the obedience of Allah is wealth. That is why he said, the first ones of my ummah who will enter into Jannah will be the fuqara, will be the poor ones of my ummah. Because that poverty is a wealth, if it is in Allah's obedience. This Iman, this ummah has to learn. One salah, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, to masjid is worse than your whole family being destroyed, and all your wealth. And on the other hand he said, for livelihood to become easy, perform your 5 times daily salah, Allah will make your rozi easy for you. One is to give lip service Iman, one is the reality of Iman, my beloved. That Asr Salah on the day of Jummah, that masjid is empty. One or two subs. He said, perform your Salah 5 times a day in the masjid, your livelihood will be made easy. His ummah, his follower, one who has Iman on him, is away from the masjid at the time of Asr Salah. And 99.9% of the time, it is involvement in the acquisition of livelihood that is stopping him from the masjid. And whereas Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, come to the masjid, that will become easy. We say, if I come here, that is going to become difficult. The tongue doesn't say it, the heart is saying it. If we leave this world with this type of Iman, where every gaze, every allegiance is on the ghair of Allah, then what is going to happen to us in the qabr, my beloved? How are we going to answer the questions of the grave? La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, is not just verbal recitation. Ulama explain, kalima-e-tawheed apne marzi ke salab hone ka iqrar hai. That to say La ilaha illallah, you are saying to Allah that Ya Allah, from today my desires, my wish, my understanding has come to an end. That which your Rasul, which you and your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam want, that is what I will do. My logic is finished, my hearing is finished, my sight is finished, my understanding is finished. What has emanated from you and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that is correct. That is La ilaha illallah. Not when the tongue is saying it, when the heart is saying it. And this was that effort that Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made upon Sahaba ikram, to transmit this La ilaha illallah from the tongue to the hearts of Sahaba. Then they were prepared to lay down everything for Allah. This is Iman. Allah par mar mitna hai. We have to finish ourselves on Allah. Only one voice, one call, one jazba, one leaning, one inclination, and that is I have to please my Allah. Allah has to become matloob. Allah has to become maqsood. Abadi, utlubani, tajidani, in wajadani, wajadta kulla shay. Oh my slave, search for me. Look for me. You will find me. If you have found me, you have found everything. What does it mean to find Allah? That his heart is so full with the love of Allah, so full with the azmat of Allah, so full with the kibriyah of Allah, that one desire, I have to finish myself for Allah. In my dressing is my Allah pleased. In my home is my Allah pleased. In the upbringing of my children is my Allah pleased. In my business is my Allah pleased. We take to heart today the khabar of insan. We take to heart today that which has emanated from insan and the technology of insan. But when it is said to us that Allah says, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, such a Nabi, such was the weight of his words. On no other Nabi in the Quran did Allah take qasam. In two places in the Quran, Allah takes qasam upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. La'amruk innahum lafi sakratihim ya'mahun. By the qasam of your life. Waqilihi ya Rabbi. By the qasam of your call and your speech. On the risalat of no other Nabi did Allah take qasam in the Quran, except the risalat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Yasin wal Qur'an al Hakim, innaka lamina al mursaleen. By the qasam of the Qur'an al Hakim, you Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are the Rasul of Allah. Musa alayhi salam makes dua to Allah, Rabbish rahli sadri. Oh Allah, open my heart for me. For Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, without dua, alam nashrah laka sadrak? Did we not open up your heart for you? Musa alayhi salam makes dua to Allah, yassir li amri. Oh Allah, make my affairs easy for me. For Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, without dua, wa wada'na anka wizrak, we lifted your boj, we lifted your difficulty, and we made things easy for you. Musa alayhi salam, Ibrahim alayhi salam, waj'alli lisana sidqin fil akhirin. Khalilullah, friend of Allah, oh Allah, raise my name in the posterities to come. Let me be remembered. For Khalil Nizam was this, وَكَذَلِكَ نُرِي إِبْرَاهِيمَ مَلَكُوتَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ لِيَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُوقِنِينَ. We showed Ibrahim alayhi salam the signs of the heavens and the earth so that his conviction could become complete in Allah. For Khalil the signs were shown. For Habibullah Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, سُبْحَانَ الَّذِي أسرى بعبده ليلا من المسجد الحرام إلى المسجد الأقصى. From Masjid al-Haram to Masjid al-Aqsa, physically, bodily, through the seven heavens, brought right in front of Allah. According to one tafsir, this ayat refers to his closeness. ثُمَّ دَنَا فَتَدَلَّا فَكَانَ قَابَ قَوْسَيْنِ وَأَدْنَا. One or two arrow lengths from Allah. Majma' al-Zawaid riwayat. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked Jibreel, هَلْ تَرَى رَبَّكَ? O Jibreel, did you see Allah? Did you see Allah? Jibreel replies to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O my beloved Nabi, in front of Allah are 70,000 veils of light. If I saw the first one, I would be burnt to ashes. Musa alayhi salam, Rabbi arini anzur ilayk. O my Allah, show me yourself, I want to look at you. Lan tarani. O Musa, you will not be able to do this. Walakin undur ila al-jabal fa in istaqarra makanahu fasawfa tarani. Look towards the mountains. If it is standing in its place, then you may see me. One, falamma tajalla rabbuhu lil-jabal ja'alahu dakka wa kharra Musa sa'iqa. One tiny tajalli from Allah was directed to the mountain. The mountain was rent asunder into ashes, into dust, and Musa alayhi salam falls down unconscious. And yet, for Muhammad, Habibullah, brought right in front of Allah. And then still, Majmu' al-Zawaid riwayat, lengthy riwayat, just the crux of it, he enumerates the fazail of previous Anbiya. Alamta li Dawud al-Hadid. O may Allah, you suffered let for Dawud alayhi salam. Ahyaita li Isa al-Mawta. You brought the dead to life for Isa alayhi salam. Sakharta li Sulaiman al-Riyaha wa shayateen. O Allah, you subjugated the shayateen and the jinnat and the winds to Sulaiman alayhi salam. Famaadha ja'alta li. O Allah, what have you kept for me? Allah Ta'ala addresses him. Awalaysa qad aataituka afdala min dhalika kulli. O my beloved, have I not given you better than all this? Amma anta fa habibullah. You are the beloved of Allah. Wa Allah dhukirt, illa dhukirt ma'i. And from now till Qiyamah, my name will not be taken, except that your name will be taken with my name. La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And look at nizam and riayat for this in the Quran of Allah, in the kalam of Allah. My name with your name. When Allah orders the ummah to bring iman, ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, aminu billahi wa rasulihi. Bring iman on Allah and his rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When Allah speaks of kufr, kafaru billahi wa rasulihi. When Allah speaks of disobedience, وَمَنْ يَعْصِ اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولِ. When Allah speaks of itaat and obedience, وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولِ. When Allah Ta'ala speaks of bara'at, declaration of independence, bara'atum min Allahi وَرَسُولِهِ. When Allah Ta'ala speaks of His razamandi and His pleasure, وَاللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ أَحَقُّ أَنْ يُرْضُوهُ. When Allah Ta'ala speaks of ilani hajj, Adhanum min Allahi wa rasulihi. And Allah Ta'ala speaks of declaring war against those who will indulge in interest. Fa'adhanu biharbin min Allahi wa rasulihi. And Allah speaks of enmity. وَمَنْ يُحَادِدِ اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولِ وَمَنْ يُشَاقِقِ اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولِ. Allah dhukir, illa dhukir tamai. My name will not be taken, but your name will be taken with my name. That maqam, that status, that haysiyat, that position, and yet today his ummah will listen to the khabar that emanates from his enemies and will not accept that which emanated from Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, thalathatun. A person goes to the doctor. Are there any doctors in this majma? We're just giving an example, we're asking forgiveness beforehand. Because the fact of the matter is that the science of medicine is a defective science. It is not constant, it is always changing. And that which is not constant can never be perfect. It is defective. Like once when we were in America, there was one specialist with us. He said that when we sit for lectures, then before the lecture can start, they show us a cartoon for about 5 or 10 minutes and we all have a good laugh. And he said that the content of that cartoon is what we believe to be correct in this particular topic 10 years ago. So he said, how can I take seriously what is being taught to me when I know 10 years from now, another group of students will be laughing at what I regard to be correct now? So the science of myth, first margarine, is very good, then it is no good. Now they say eating what food you eat doesn't affect ulcers at all. Constantly changing. The science of medicine is defective. Insan is defective. His senses are defective. You know, they say seeing things, you're hallucinating. The eyesight is defective. The hearing is defective. You can hear wrong. You can see wrong. That doctor whose intellect and whose senses are defective, uses a science which is defective, uses instruments which are defective. Take one sample of urine and send it to 6 different laboratories, guaranteed there will be variations in the report. If you don't believe me, try it. So that doctor uses instruments which are defective, based on a science which is defective, tells you, by Janab, You have got sugar diabetes. You can't have anything sweet. He may be a multi-millionaire. His servants are at his beck and call. Whatever, he says something, everyone jumps. Sitting alone, that scrumptious cake is in front of him. His hand won't stretch out towards it. Why, Dr. Saab said, I can't have it. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the seven heavens and the seven earths can come to an end. Allah's qasam, no lie emanated from his lips. He said, Salasatun, Salasatun, La yukallimuhum Allah, wa la yanzuru ilayhim yawm al-qiyamah, wa la yuzakihim, wa lahum azabun aleem. Three categories of people. Allah will not speak to them on the Day of Judgment. Allah will not look at them with mercy. Allah Ta'ala will put them into a dreadful punishment. This is just by way of example. The first category, Al-Mannan, the one who makes ihsan on someone, does someone a good turn or favor and never lets him forget about it. What they say, ihsan jatane wala. The second category, Al-Munafiqi sil'atahu bil-halifil kadib, the one who will use lies, deceit, falsehood, to prosper in the bazaar, in the marketplace. The one who in his business will use lies and deceit and cheat. Allah will not look at him on the Day of Judgment with mercy. Allah will not speak to him. And he will be put into a dreadful punishment. What the doctor says, we listen to. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam has said, this is what will happen if you will lie in the bazaar, in the marketplace. And what we say, till I don't cheat, till I don't lie, I cannot prosper in business. How am I going to keep up with the competition? How am I going to advance? How am I going to prosper? With this type of iman and this type of yaqeen, how are we going to answer the questions of the grave? Ask ourselves, my beloved brothers. This is not a small masla, this is a great masla. This is a great question. There it is not the tongue that is going to answer, it is the heart that is going to answer. It is the yaqeen and the conviction that is in the heart that is going to speak. Allah wa inna fil jasad la mudgha. إذا صلحت صلح الجسد كله وإذا فسدت فسد الجسد كله ألا وهي القلب ألا وهي القلب ألا وهي القلب. He said, listen, in your bodies is a piece of flesh. If that is correct, if the yaqeen of that is correct, then the whole body will be correct. And if there is fasad in that, there will be fasad in the whole body. The tongue lies, the heart does not lie. Simple example. Somebody was away for a few months, and after a few months he comes home, missing his wife. They say separation makes the heart grow fonder. So the wife also was missing him. So when he comes home, a romantic setting is laid out, romantic ambience, the candlelight is lit, the setting is perfect, the atmosphere, the lights are dimmed also. He sits down, anticipating a pleasurable evening, and he hears a knock on the door. And his friend shouts out, Abdullah, it is your friend Muhammad, open up. He thinks to himself, ye kabab mein haddi kahan se aa gaya. He couldn't find any other time. He had to come now. But when he opens that door, how are you? Where are you all these days? Why didn't you come sooner? Come inside, sit down. The tongue lies, but the heart does not lie. If there is music on a cassette, then you don't expect qiraat to come out. When that surah and that impression of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is brought in the qabr, and it is asked that who is this person? At that time, if the life was according to his life, if the day was his day, if the night was his night, if we were pleased by what pleased him, If he was saddened by what saddened him, then we will say clearly, who is this? But alas, if our values were against his way of life, if we were motivated by something else besides that which he brought, then we don't expect a cassette with music on it to play Qiraat. What is there, it will play that. This life is temporary, my beloved brothers. This ummah was given a zimmedari. This ummah was given a responsibility. This ummah was given a task and a mission. And when we turn our backs on that mission, then every aspect of deen got affected. Islah of yaqeen is in doubt. The ghair of Allah will come out of the heart when we will negate the ghair of Allah. This ummah is a ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is a da'i. We have been sent, selected, chosen by Allah for the effort of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Today, because this effort has come out to a large extent from the ummah, even the five-time namazi has the same jazba in his heart that Fir'aun and Qarun had. That how my wealth can be increased, how my dunya can be made. Sahaba would say, Ya Safra, Ya Bayda, Ghurri Ghairi, O gold, O silver, deceive someone else. You are a lie, you are a deception. Today our hearts are hankering after it. Why? Because that effort to take the ghair of Allah out of the heart and establish the azmat of Allah in the heart is not taking place. Allah's jannat is not cheap. Ibrahim bin Adham rahmatullah alayhi, once he goes to use a public toilet, and they tell him that you have to pay one so much before you can use it. He starts crying. So they asked him, why are you crying? He said that this toilet is the home of shayateen and jinnat and najasat. And here I can't enter for free. And the home of anbiya and siddiqeen, jannat, I want to enter for free. Like one person came to Maulana Yusuf rahmatullah alayhi. And he said that, what is this that you are saying? That I must make salah and through salah Allah will fulfill my needs. Like that effort which was made on Sahaba, where the gaze went away from the creation of Allah towards Allah. Where they saw their success in the obedience of Allah and total failure in the disobedience of Allah. He says, what do you mean? Why is the ummah out of the masjid today? Why is the ummah not ready to accept the call for deen? Because of incorrect yaqeen. Because we feel that if I have to strive in the path of Allah, if I have to sacrifice, I am going to lose. Understand, my beloved brothers. That Allah, who for millions and millions of years in alam arwa, in the kingdom of the souls, sustained us and nourished us without any shop, without any job, without any degrees, without any means. And then Allah, who for 9 months in the womb of our mothers sustained us, she walked, she talked, she didn't even know. Yabna Adam, man awsala ilayka al-ghidha, wa anta janinun fi batni ummik. O insan, who was it that sustained you and nourished you when you were but a fetus in the womb of your mothers? And then Allah, who for thousands and thousands of years in the qabr, without any shop, without any job, without any means, is going to sustain us. And then Allah, who we want in Jannat, for millions and billions and trillions of years forever, without any shop, without any job, without any means to sustain us and fulfill our desires. That same Allah, in this 50 or 60 years dunya, if he serve his deen, cannot sustain us. We are going to lose out. مَا قَدَرُ اللَّهَ حَقَّ قَدْرِ. They have not understood who is Allah. Success is only in deen. Success is only in fulfilling what Allah wants. In the way of life of Janab Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This reality has to enter our hearts. And we have to take this reality to the four corners of the world. Like Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam instilled upon his sahaba-e-kiram. And what we say, and the call is made by going the path of Allah, that to earn a halal earning is also an ibadat. But they say, talabu kasbil halali faridatum ba'da al-farida. To seek a halal earning is farz after the other faraiz of deen. I'm doing ibadat, but knock on someone else's door. What munasabat, what link, what association do we have with the life of Janab Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Ulama explained that if it is morning and there is enough food in your house to last till nightfall, then till nightfall it is not farz to earn. Otherwise, how do we explain the poverty of the home of Janab Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? He didn't know it was an order of Allah. Na'udhu billah. Such poverty, such hunger, such hardships he underwent for the sake of this ummah that the mind cannot comprehend. Days upon days of difficulty, days upon days of hardship. That in the Khilafat of Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when the Islamic empire had spread far and wide, they came to Umar, the Sahaba made mashura amongst themselves, the delegations are coming from foreign countries to meet Amirul Mu'mineen, and his condition is such that there are 14 patches on his clothing, and he is eating coarse food which has weakened him. Let us request him to increase his allowance from Baytul Mal. Now who is going to put this request forward? They all feared the reaction of Umar. So they decided that we'll send Ummahatul Mu'mineen, Hazrat Hafsa radiallahu anha and Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha. His daughter, Hazrat Hafsa, and the most beloved wife of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha, to put forward this request. It's a lengthy riwayat, there's no time to go into the details. When they present this request to Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he becomes incensed in anger. And he says, this one portion of that riwayat, that you are the wives of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and you are the mothers of the believers. The believers have a right over you, and I have a special right over you. I give you the wasta of Allah's qasam, and I ask you, أَمَا تَعْلَمِينَ أَنَّ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ شَبِعَ مِنْ خُبْزِ بُرٍ عَشَرَةَ أَيَّامٍ أَوْ خَمْسَةَ أَيَّامٍ أَوْ ثَلَاثَةَ أَيَّامٍ أَوْ جَمَعَ بَيْنَ غَدَاءٍ وَعَشَاءٍ حَتَّى لَحِقَ بِاللَّهِ. He says, I give you the wasta of Allah's qasam, and I am asking you, that do you know of 10 days, 5 days, 3 days, even 1 day? Do you know of 1 day in the life of my beloved Nabi that there was sufficient food for him to eat stomach full? Do you know of 1 day when he had 2 meals in 1 day? With tears in their eyes they say, oh Umar, there wasn't 1 day like that in the life of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Everything was given. And the greater the hardship, the greater the difficulty that came upon Sahaba, the more he would exhort them, the more he would push them. He turns around once in Salah, half the sub of Sahaba has fallen down unconscious as a result of hunger. Have we ever seen such poverty? That today we have measured success in the terms of wealth. He addresses his sahaba and he says, oh my sahaba, if you knew what Allah was giving you in return for this hunger, you would wish for more hunger. He exhorted them into more qurbani and more qurbani and more qurbani. With one maqsad, one goal, one direction. That the ummat must get hidayat. Insaniyat must be saved from jahannam and go to jannat. This is the job of this ummat. This is the task of this ummat. This is the mission of this ummat. This is the day of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the night of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Push them into more qurbani and more qurbani. Once a delegation is sent out in Ibadah of Allah. One sahabi, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, forgets to give him his provisions. Hazrat Hudayr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Look at conviction of Sahaba. Why the link had been made with Allah. The desire for the things of this world had come out. He does not complain to no one. He goes like this, without any provision, time of drought. And he addresses Allah and he says, "Oh my Allah, with food and without food you can sustain. You are not in need of food to sustain. Ya Allah, sustain me through your dhikr. Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar." Reciting this kalimat, this had become his food, this had become his drink. The jamaat proceeds in ibadah of Allah. Few days later, Jibreel is sent to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That, "Oh my beloved Nabi, you have forgotten to give Hudayr his provisions. Allah has sent me. That send provisions for Hudayr." A sahabi is ordered to take these provisions to Hudayr. And as you approach him, listen attentively to what he has to say. And when he is given the food, listen to what he has to say and report back. Hudayr was walking at the back of the jamaat. The sahabi approaches. He can hear, "Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar." The heart was linked with Allah. Every condition is from Allah. Every circumstance is from Allah. But Allah is not in need of anything. Why? Because they finish themselves on Allah. He presents Hudayr with the provisions. Immediately, "Alhamdulillahi alladhi dhakarani fawqa arshihi wa fawqa sab'i samawatihi. Allahumma kama lam tansa Hudayr faj'al Hudayran la yansak." He says, "How magnificent, how beautiful, how kind, how merciful. All praise is due to my Allah, who remembered me above his arsh, and who remembered me above the seven heavens. O Allah, as you have not forgotten Hudayr, give Hudayr the tawfiq never to forget you." And the sahabi returns with this message to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that this is what he has to say. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells him, "If only you could see that the whole earth was filled with the noor of these kalimats." Iman demands hum Allah par mar mitne wale. We are those who finish ourselves on Allah. We have no sight, no hearing, no intelligence, no understanding. Everything is what Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam want from us. That conviction, that understanding, that jazba has to come into our hearts, my beloved brothers. And that was that effort that Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made upon his sahaba. That at the time of Badr, can we imagine 313 sahaba? A poet says that if you had to look at the jamaat, tears would come into your eyes. One has a broken sword, one has a shield. One has one shoe, the other has another shoe. In this condition, the sahaba proceed from Medina Munawwara. وَإِذْ يَعِدُكُمُ اللَّهُ إِحْدَى الطَّائِفَتَيْنِ أنها لكم وتودون أن غير ذات الشوكة تكون لكم ويريد الله أن يحق الحق بكلماته ويقطع دابر الكافرين.
Allah promised you one of two things, either the caravan of Abu Sufyan or the might of the Quraysh. You wanted the easier one. Allah had made a different decision. Sahaba told, now we have to face the might of the Quraysh. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam makes mashura with his Sahaba. And he asked them, what is your opinion? What is he asking them? Are you with me? Death is staring them in the face. 313 without means. Easy to talk about it, but imagine, 1,000 strong the enemy is. To all logic and all intents and purposes, this is like committing suicide. But with the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there was no logic. Success is to fulfill what Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam want, and to go against this is failure. Abu Bakr stands up and says, O Nabi of Allah, we are ready. Umar radiallahu anhu stands up and says, O Nabi of Allah, we are ready. Yet he repeats the question.
An oath in Aqaba to protect the deen of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Medina. Badr is 170 kilometers away from Medina. Sa'd bin Ma'az radiallahu ta'ala anhu, realizing that Ansar intended, stands up. Various riwayat, Allama ibn Kaseer rahmatullahi has mentioned, the khulasa of it. He said, إِذَنْ لَا نَقُولُ لَكَ كَمَا قَالَ قَوْمُ مُوسَى لِمُوسَى إِذْهَبْ أَنْتَ وَرَبُّكَ فَقَاتِلَا إِنَّا هَا هُنَا قَاعِدُونَ وَلَكِنْ إِذْهَبْ أَنْتَ وَرَبُّكَ فَقَاتِلَا إِنَّا مَعَكُمَا مُتَّبِعُونَ فَنَحْنُ نُقَاتِلْ عَنْ يَمِينِكَ وَعَنْ شِمَالِكَ وَبَيْنَ يَدَيْكَ وَخَلْفِكَ فَامْضِ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّا قَدْ آمَنَّا بِكَ وَآتَيْنَاكَ عَلَى ذَلِكَ أَهُودَنَا وَمَوَاثِيقَنَا عَلَى السَّمْعِ وَالطَّاعَةِ لَكَ فَامْضِ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ لَوْ أَمَرْتَنَا أَنْ نَخِيضَ الْبِحَارَ لَأَخَذْنَاهَا وَلَوْ أَمَرْتَنَا أَنْ نَضْرِبَ أَكْبَادَنَا إِلَى بَرْكِ الْغِمَادِ لَفَعَلْنَا سِلْ حِبَالَ مَنْ شِئْتْ وَاقْطَعْ حِبَالَ مَنْ شِئْتْ وسالم من شئت وحارم من شئت وخذ من أموالنا ما شئت والذي أخذت من أموالنا أحب إلينا مما تركت. He says, we will not say to you like the Bani Israel said to Musa alayhi salam, that you and your Rabb go and fight and we are going to sit here. Like today this ummah